in recent years, St. Patrick's Day, coming up pretty soon, has become synonymous with people getting drunk. Sometimes very drunk, particularly in our capital city. I mean, newspapers the following day are usually filled with photos of young kids wearing their shamrock and waving their little tricolour flags at the parade, beside those of hammered 20-somethings falling around in leprechaun hats. Indeed, for many families, once the parade is over, they generally get the hell out of Dodge, or the city centre at least, before the streets fill up with beer cans and vomit. However, this year, there is an alternative, and it's called Paddy's Day Unlocked. Get it? A family-friendly event taking place in Dublin, and one of the organisers, Niall Byrne, a.k.a. DJ and music blogger Niall O'Nine, can tell us more about it. Niall, how you doing? Are you all right?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
I'm very good indeed. What exactly is Paddy's Day Unlocked in a nutshell?
Well, Paddy's Day Unlocked is an opportunity for Irish people who are celebrating, you know, Ireland, to do something a bit different and to celebrate the creativity and culture that we have. That's just a bit different, and it's a bit not about alcohol. It's just about celebrating what we do have. And I think, you know, there's so many great things happening in music at the moment, especially, and in food, and there's a lot of things to celebrate that aren't just the traditional Irish values. So that's partly what we're trying to do in on Paddy's Day Unlocked. We're putting on a gig in Meeting House Square from 3 o'clock till 7 after the parade, so you have somewhere to go in the middle of town. And we're going to be showcasing some of the best of what's happening in Irish music and Irish culture and food and all sorts, really. So it's kind of an exciting event for me. I have not been in Dublin for the last 7 years, but I still have seen all those scenes you mentioned from afar. So now that I'm here and I really wanted to do something, so we're teaming up with Happenings, who they animate public spaces with alternative events, and that's their big deal. And they do that. They did that last year in the same thing, Paddy's Day Unlocked, in the Milk Market in Limerick, and it was a really great success. So the idea is to bring it now to Dublin to celebrate the new Irish culture and creativity that we do have.
So you and Happenings basically got it together because Happenings had already done something like this elsewhere in Ireland?
Yeah, they in Limerick City last year in the Milk Market, they had 6,000 people pass through their Paddy's Day Unlocked event. So we wanted to do it in Dublin as well. So they asked me to curate the music for them. And following on from that, we have music that really represents what's happening in Ireland right now. We have Ensemble Eru, traditional music, but with a contemporary twist. We have Jinx Lennon, who has a lot to say about Ireland and the Dundalk punk poet. Young up-and-coming singer Sinead White, who likes to play kazoo and is a promising singer-songwriter herself. And then we have a Tala three-piece rap band called Hair Squid, and they make some hip-hop, pop and soul, and they're up-and-coming as well. And we'll also have food from the Happy Pear guys, and we'll have talks from Headstrong, and much, much more, including some spoken word and whatnot. So it'll be a €5 in deal. Families, totally the focus here and welcome. And so we're really looking forward to putting it on.
Right. I mean, obviously, I wear a coat because it's often very cold on March the 17th. But we're talking about Meeting House Square in Temple Bar, 3 to 7 on Patrick's Day.
Which is covered, it's covered.
It's still cold.
It does rain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Hair Squad, Sinead White, Jinx Lennon, Ensemble of Ruin, loads more of stuff besides, etc. So let's take a look at this then. As well as the music, there is other stuff. You mentioned food there. Is that big stuff?
Yeah, the Happy Pair will be there doing food, and they'll also be talking about what they do as well, which is obviously another aspect of Irish culture that has been really celebrated and come on in the last few years. You know, there's so much Irish food culture that's sprung up out of nowhere, really, and that's to be celebrated as well.
Well, then, let's just take a look at this. You're not kind of going head-to-head here, because like the whole point of the event is to provide an alternative to going to the pub after the parade is over and everybody's hanging around and wondering what to do. But your event is taking place in the heart of Temple Bar in Dublin, which will be the heart of St. Patrick's Day drinking in Dublin. So I have to ask the question, Niall, is that wise?
Well, I think it's better to do it in the city where, you know, it's a part about reclaiming what the city is and not letting the city be overrun by the rampant alcoholism or whatever you want to call it on that day. It's just about taking that city back a bit, because we talked about doing it outside the city, but we wanted to do it in the city where, near where the parade was, so that there is an alternative to that in the city. But on Meeting House Square itself is, you know, its own space. So, you know, it'll be a fiver in on the day, so it won't be just loads of people wandering through. So it'll be its own event.
And this is not, it's not as though like you're not anti-alcohol or anything. This is actually celebrating Irish culture.
Yeah, it's not an anti-alcohol event. It's just the emphasis on alcohol, really. It's about Irish culture first and foremost, and what's happening now and what's happening here. So we won't be serving alcohol at the event because it's not the focus of it.
Yeah. And by the way, really where have you been for the past 7 years?
I've been in Texas at South by Southwest for the last 6 years. Six years now.
South by Southwest starts the same time again. Isn't it the day after, or it's actually Paddy's Day itself?
It is. It starts on Paddy's Day this year, but I'm not going in myself.
Right, I see. Fair enough. Okay, and when you're looking at the stuff online, is that when you wake up the next morning in Texas and you say, my God, look what's happening?
Yeah, I mean, inevitably you do see it, and my partner lives here, and, you know, you hear stories about it, and you see it on Facebook, and so, you know, it's about addressing that as well. So I think if you're going to do something on Paddy's Day, you want to do something that's a bit alternative, a bit different to all of that.
Yeah, right. And by the way, the happenings people, Peter O'Brien and all the rest of it, because of the great success in Limerick, they're well up for this one here now, and they know what to do.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the guys are masters of putting on pop-up events and really interesting alternative things, which don't have an emphasis on alcohol at all. So they are great. It's happenings.ie if you want to check out what they do.
Okay, I'll give that address again in a second. Okay, listen, by the way, just good luck with it. We might see you there on Patrick's Day itself. Just as you say, happenings.ie or Paddy's -day-unlocked. Will that be right? Yeah, something like that?
Yeah, Paddy's Day Unlocked. Yeah.
Right, okay, now let me just see something here. We had a competition, by the way, earlier in the programme. You can see if you get this. I mean, I know you know your music, but I wouldn't have got this. Are you ready? I'm going to ask you.
No, go on.
Okay, what words are missing in this Blur song, There's No Other Way? Are you ready? Here goes. Put you on the spot. Any idea, Niall?
I'm not the biggest Blur fan in the world.
I knew you'd back
down. Get away with that one.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I would be a Blur fan, but I wouldn't have got this right. But somebody who did is Fran Cahill of Selbridge in County Kildare, so well done to you, Fran. Making Me Run are the lyrics there, and we're talking about a two-night, two-person breakaway to the Old Ground Hotel in Ennis, the Town Hall Bistro and all the rest of it. And congratulations to you. Listen, thanks a million, Niall. Good man yourself, and good luck on Patrick's Day, by the way. All right, take it easy.